for High Plains Public Radio Readers Club. I'm Shane Timpson in Colby, Kansas. Today I'm talking about the book Late Migrations, A Brief History of Love and Loss by Margaret Rankle. No doubt this fall reading season has been very difficult as we've dealt with grief in different ways. This book I love because, well, yes, it does deal with grief, and there's some heavy stuff in here. There's also some lighthearted stuff. And I think there's some practical lessons that we as people can learn from this book. This is clearly my favorite. Out of all the ones that we've done for this particular fall season, this is my favorite book. For example, we learned that for us to live, something has to die, as in the story of the lilies. She says the lilies were beautiful on the lake, but the lilies were also killing the lake. Well, for us to live, things die. It's just the way it is. And one day we ourselves will die so that the next generation can take over. It's how life is. We live, we die. We love, we laugh, we grieve as the process is. And this book teaches us the process of grieving. I love the story of her son, young son, seeing that dead bird and going, you dead, and then asking the questions, Mommy, do all birds die? Yes, honey, all birds die. And he cries, do all mommies die? Yes, son, all mommies die. And he cries, Mommy, will I die? Yes, mommy. I mean, yes, son, you will die. And he cries. That, to me, is a brilliant illustration of processing grief. And many of us don't properly process grief. We go through it, we're sad, but we stuff it down because we don't want people to see that we're struggling, so we stuff it down. This book teaches us we have to grieve. We have to process that so that we can go on living the way that we need to live. Life is short. Even if you live to be 100 and something years old, life is short. We need to live, be the best people we can be. There's some lighthearted moments in this book, like a story where her younger brother is sounding out a word, and it's a bad word. And she goes, and he goes, what does it mean? And she didn't know what it meant either. So there's some lighthearted things in here as well. It's a great bunch of essays to show us the hard time of grieving in life, but also that there's a lot of fun moments in life, and it's a part of life. So enjoy those fun moments. And I hope for you, you have many of them. But when you're in those dark seasons of grief, don't deny it. Lean in to that grief. Process that grief. Then you're going to be able to help other people when they hit their time of grief. And understand that life is a process. Things die so that we can live. And one day we will die, and we have to die, so that the next generation can live and do what they need to do as well. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Shane Timpson.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.